I think a big congratulations to both clubs. I see our Sunrise Club is here today. President David's here, David Savage. Congratulations, welcome, and thank you for being part of our big celebration, of which Sunrise Rotary is a big part of as well. So
I think it's great. All things considered, the weather and everything, it's good turnout. We have 9 members from the Sunrise Rotary Club with us as well, and 1 from Kimberley Club.
It seems like every time there's a project comes up, you finish one and you start on another one. It's basically ongoing, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we're always planning and doing.
What brought you to Rotary? That's what we're asking everybody here today. What actually brought you to the club originally then?
My dad was a Rotarian when I was growing up. In high school, I knew Rotary Exchange students who were coming and going from the community, and the Rotary Club of Cranbrook was my sponsor when I was a sweetheart candidate many years ago. And my oldest daughter went out on Rotary Exchange. We hosted 2 students in our home over the years, and I always knew I would be a Rotarian. I waited longer than I should have. I should have joined earlier, but when I felt the time was right for me, I joined, and it's been wonderful.
Did you go on an exchange then, or were they doing that when you were younger then?
They were doing that. I didn't go. I did apply, but I wasn't able to go.
Any other immediate projects going on right now that you want to mention while we've got you here today?
The big ongoing project that we're always participating in is the Scott Villa, the 12 residential unit housing complex for low-income seniors in town. So we're always renovating as units are vacated, we renovate them. We just did new roofing on all of the 3 buildings, and there's more renovations in the works. The Moyer Park Centennial Trail that we're planning, a paved perimeter of this Moyer Park Trail.
Our Rotary Club, when it was formed in 1922, Cranbrook was the smallest community in the world to actually get a Rotary Club, and we were the 233rd club chartered by Rotary International. There are now 35,000 clubs in the world, and we were the 233rd one, smallest community on the planet, you know, to get a Rotary Club. It's a pretty cool story, and there were 20 members back in 1922.
David, about Rotary, your involvement, what got you rolling in this originally?
You know, I got invited by a friend to come to a Rotary meeting and enjoyed it, and decided, hey, this is a great organization to throw your shoulder behind the plow, so to speak. So that was 15 years ago, and we've enjoyed every moment of it. It's a good group of people, and we do some great work in Cranbrook.
So many organizations. What is keeping Rotary strong, I don't know, internationally, locally, right here close to home?
Well, internationally, it's a huge bridge builder from country to country. So that's important in terms of just world peace and all those kind of good things. But Rotary also does a number of initiatives around the world, like, for example, the polio campaign to eradicate polio throughout the world. So that's not taking place just in North America, because obviously polio isn't a problem here anymore, but throughout Africa and some parts of Asia, polio is still an issue. And so it's initiatives like that cause Rotary to have a worldwide perspective and a worldwide membership.
It seems in most cases it is business leaders that get involved, and I guess it helps in 2 different ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, because of what we do, it needs good organizational skills, so we represent or have as memberships a good cross-section of our society, but it helps to have, like, we've got guys who are engineers who are great on projects, and we've got people who are in construction, we've got people who are, you know, every walk of society, and, you know, obviously there's the large background of business owners, and they help in initiating and completing projects.
One of the projects you told us about last time we had John Eric was up at Moore Athletic Park, and I see that's a go.
Yeah, that's a go, and we're just actually doing the finalization on the plans and working with some of our community partners like BA Blacktop and others. So it's coming along, and as soon as the ground thaws a bit, we'll be up there building a trail around Moyer Park. It's going to be a great project.
Thank you for your time today.
Good to see you, Dennis. It's always good to talk to you.
Paul Vogt from the college. You're a Rotarian too, are you?
Absolutely, yeah. I started attending just when I first got to Cranbrook, and I've now become a member. Yeah.
Very good. Was that the same in Winnipeg in the Prairies, or this is the first time you've been in Rotary?
It's the first time I've been in Rotary, but there were similar organizations from Manitoba, where I'm from, and doing enormous work in the community.
Something we'd heard about at the college. You've got a new person who's with you here today. Thank you.
That's right. So Dana Wesley has just arrived in Cranbrook, and she's our new director of Indigenous Strategy and Reconciliation at College of the Rockies. Very happy to have her.
We were reading about your resume. You've got a lot of experience coming here. Any relation to anyone in the Tanaha Nation here then at all?
No, I don't have any relations, but I'm hoping to become a relation. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
How do you get something started like that? Do you have a vision when you come into the position then and then start working it that way then?
I think there's a lot of listening to be done in a position like this, and so I'm looking forward to really hearing what people have to say and our partners and everyone at the college, and also really building on what the college has already done here. So,
what do you think of College of the Rockies? We're very proud of the college here locally.
Oh, it's amazing. I've had the warmest welcome that I've had at almost any organization, and I just can't get over the landscape as well. Coming from Ontario, it's pretty flat. So.
I was asking the same thing earlier, but what will be your first project out of the gate here? What's on your desk here as we get rolling?
I think there's a lot of things on my desk at the moment, but I think really just listening and learning and trying to figure out where we should move with our partners. So, yeah.
That's good. And as far as springtime coming, we've got all the residences in and working now.
Yeah, that's right. Our student housing is full, and we're actually expecting people to be staying in it over the summer as well. We'll be doing a fair amount of summer programming.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Be watching.